Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Check them out. They appreciate it. It is November the 5th, 2021, Friday, the end of the week, almost the end of the year. Hope everyone's doing well. It's been a few days. I don't know when the last I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast was, but I know it's been a bit. I haven't been getting to any meetings, so I haven't had anything to talk about. Not that I don't want to go to meetings, it's just tough, man. Some days are just tough. So I've fallen short this week. I'll try again next week. It's not the end of the world. But, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in around in my world, and I'm sure it's in your world, is, you know, a lot of gambling. I am just, you know, when I grew up as a kid, it was pretty much illegal to gamble. I think you could go to Vegas, you know, maybe if you had a bookie, you know, a secret little bookie or something, you could do some gambling, but not like it is today. I'm a big fan of the Pat McAfee show. He was a punter kicker, you know, for the Colts, Indianapolis Colts, and he's now does a sports show. He does it on Sirius, and he also does it on YouTube. Big fan of him and his group of guys. I don't think he has any girls or women on there, but it's a group of guys, all funny. I don't know if they're comedians or whatever, but they're just funny. And he does a great job at mediating that show. And I'm a big sports guy. I've said before, I think I enjoy talking about sports more than I enjoy watching sports, but at the same time, I do enjoy watching sports. So, but I've become a big fan of his, and he does. There's the group of guys he does the podcast with. They also have a podcast called Hammer Down. You know, these guys are all, you know, Philadelphia or Pittsburgh Steelers kind of fans. So that, you know, that area, they love to use that. You know, Hammer Down instead of Down. It's just funny, but they do this Hammer Down show, and it's all about gambling, sports gambling. And they're connected with, I don't know, FanDuel or something. And it's just insane to watch. And, you know, I guess if I was into gambling, maybe I would enjoy the insights, right, to what these guys do, because they try to parlay bets. And I don't know, man, FanDuel and these new gambling sites, apps are just, it's crazy. Like you can do a big bet with these guys and not have any risk. Like they won't even take your money. It's almost like, it reminded me when I was watching it yesterday, or not, I watched the show, but then they make gambling references and, you know, they talk about these parlay bets, which I don't know anything about gambling. But, you know, it appears that FanDuel will actually give you money to bet at no risk. And I was like, that's kind of like the CIA giving out crack back in the day. It was like, because if you get enticed into this gambling for free money, a lot of people are going to try it. And I was watching something on the news about Maryland sportsbook gambling or whatever, and they were passing laws to allow it, or I don't know, but they showed this clip of, I guess it was a casino maybe in Maryland, but all these guys, you know, I didn't see a lot of women, all these men standing around, and I'm sure you've seen this kind of situation where they have the big screen, right, and all the scores and the latest, and these kind of circular kind of rows of tables where guys just sit and stare at this big board as they gamble. And it was like a fucking bunch of zombies in there. A lot of people in there gambling. And, I mean, when I was a kid, gambling was illegal. I mean, you could go to Vegas, I guess, and you could do the slots and poker and that kind of stuff. But betting on sports was completely illegal. I guess you could do it in Vegas, but that was it. And then I guess maybe a little bit of Atlantic City. But, Jesus, now you just download the app. The app will give you free money to get started. And they've almost turned it into like an arcade game with points and, you know, and I don't, you know, I always, you know, as a kid growing up, you would think, okay, yeah, we're going to give this team a couple points or whatever. But, you know, and that was kind of it. But now it's this whole ranking system and points, and it has become, it's crazy. And, but you know, gambling, there's a reason why it's been illegal. It is very, very bad. I don't know one successful gambler. I remember maybe 10 years ago, there was this, you know, the poker shows would come on TV and, you know, they follow these professional poker players and they win millions of dollars. And yeah, there are guys that are professional poker players that do well. But for the most part, gambling doesn't turn out well. And it's a fucking addiction, man. It is an addiction, and it's just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than alcohol or drugs or food or whatever it is. I mean, you could literally get by with gambling for a while without anybody realizing what you're up to while you're continuously undermining your whole financial situation. And it's always about, you know, that next bet. I'm going to win it all back. Very, very dangerous. I feel bad. I'm not a gambler. I've never been a gambler. I've never been good at it. And I really don't do well when I lose. So to see these people promoting the gambling, it's just, I've said in the past, I'm not religious. I don't even read the Bible. But there's a reason why gambling is illegal. And, you know, it's this gluttonous lifestyle. And I've heard it in the past. I've heard stories about men, and I'm sure women as well, that get involved in gambling, even 20 years ago when it was challenging. And have lost everything. You know, there's a person that's in my life, a family member. I will keep him anonymous, but he's a fucking gambler, man. And he's lost everything. He's a gambler in football, basketball, the stock market. If there's a gamble in it, he's in it. And he's lost everything. You know, the only reason that he's even surviving is because his wife took a big chunk of their money and put it away. Because he'd have gambled that away too. And I used to always say, I'm going to do every bet the opposite of what you do, because he lost. He can't win shit. But he might win enough to keep him interested or keep him thinking that he knows what the fuck he's doing. But he don't know what he's doing. He's losing. He's lost everything. Everything except what his wife put away for him or them or her, really. It's sad. It is sad. So I hope, you know, be careful. Be careful. FanDuel and all these freaking gaming sites. Listen, if you're good at gambling and they've built a system that allows you to really have a good time and do well, good for you. But most of us common people, we aren't good at gambling. And, you know, there was a football game on last night, and I forget the spread. I think it was like 10.5 points. First of all, I don't understand any of it. I'm like, how can they? I just don't understand it. That's even worse, is when you don't really understand it. That might get you suckered in, and then you probably figure it out, and then you think you really know what you're doing, and that's even worse. Gambling is a serious addiction. It's worse, honestly, I think, than some drugs and alcohol, because We accept it. We'll do it with you. You know, at the end of my, I've shared this before, that, you know, all through my drinking and my drugging, you know, in the end, I only hung out with people that were like me, and there was only like one that could drink like me, that could do drugs like me, that stayed up and really didn't give a shit about life like me. You know, there's not many of those. But when you're gambling, shit, you could be, you could go to a party and be in a whole room with a bunch of gamblers and gambling and chatting it up. It's accepted. It's like drinking. It's terrible. I was watching, I don't know, Facebook or Meta or whatever, some social platform, and it's just constantly these, you know, men too, but, you know, these women, beautiful women that are just, you know, mommy's juice, mommy juice or whatever it's called, and we laugh, oh, and we accept that a mom is on Instagram posting that she basically drinks a lot of wine. You know, like, it's accepted. This is what mommies do because we raise our kids, we work, we have a long day, we deserve this. And we're all, yeah, you go, girl. Get that wine. Get that mommy juice. But that's the beginning of a terrible, terrible path. That's how, you know, when I started my drinking, it wasn't mommy juice. It was just drinking, you know, hanging out with the guys. You know, I've talked about when I worked at the school district in San Diego, and after work, you know, that's where I got introduced to doing meth, and that's where I got introduced to drinking beer after work every day life. And every day we'd go to the park, and every day we'd drink beer. Who's getting the beer? I'll get the beer. Put in our money. We'd all pitch in our money. We'd all get the beer. We'd meet at the park, and we'd play horseshoes. We started throwing that horseshoe and drinking that beer, and that became a habit. Now I'm drinking every day. Now it's fun. You know, it's all these little things. And then the next thing you know, I lost a job because I was doing... No, actually, I didn't lose that job. I wasn't even let go. Summer ended. It was a summer job. Maybe we'll bring you on for the season. You know, sure, sure. But no, that never happened. But, you know, that job ended. And then, you know, but the habit of drinking every day is still there. And I watch these people on Instagram, and now they're, like, making a business out of it. You know? Look at me drinking. I deserve it. Mommy juice. I can't. I'm just blown away. Life is an illusion. I feel bad for people, you know, and if you're out there gambling and you're in over your head, you know, talk to somebody. I mean, I remember watching a thing on, I don't know, something. And this guy from China, he worked in they made molten metal. And he just, you know, one of those big, you know, crucibles that they melt down the metal and shit. He just basically jumped into it. And they caught it on camera. And really all they caught was him leaping in and then just a big puff of steam. But apparently he had gambled all of his mother, of his wife, of his family's money away. And it's fucking terrible because, you know, you make a bet and you win, and then you think you're doing something, and then you make a bet and you lose, and then you think I can win it all back in another bet like I did the first time, and then you lose, and then you're just freaking in a hole. And you can't tell anybody because everybody around you was going to say, I told you so. You know, if you're in a marriage, I'm sure your partner is absolutely against gambling. Right? Because now you're not even losing just your money. You're losing your family's money. You know, you're losing money out of your kid's mouth. And that does not feel good. I remember how bad I felt when I was drinking and couldn't stop before I even had a family. You know, and the fucked up part is, you know, a lot of, whether it's gambling, alcoholism, addiction, you know, there's a lot of people that get sober, that put down the freaking poker chips, that put down the alcohol, and they pull their lives together, and then they start to, their life improves, right? You know, I remember when I first got sober and driving down the road and just thinking, gosh, you know, I'm not going to drive drunk tonight. I was a total drunk driver. And so there was a guy, Ruggs, his name, I think, was, and he was a starting football player for the Las Vegas Raiders, and he, not yesterday, but the day before, Sunday night, Monday morning, I guess it was going 156 miles an hour in his Corvette, rear-ended a car, drunk, and the lady inside the car couldn't get out, and her car burst into flames, and she burned to death with her dog. Because this guy decided that he would drive at high speeds drunk. And, you know, it's hard for me to get, like, poo-poo on this guy because I was a total drunk driver. You know, when I lived out in San Diego, my dad had a Trans Am, GTA Trans Am, and he would let me drive it. And I can remember coming back from San Diego, heading up to Solana Beach, 130 miles an hour in that Trans Am down the 5, drunk as a fucking skunk. I could have freaking easily been that guy. I could have easily killed somebody. Just didn't. I'm capable of it, though. But, you know, we get sober. I remember, I'm not going to drive drunk tonight. What a freedom. I can imagine people that have kicked gambling think, gosh, I don't know. I just know that I'm not making a bet today. You know, and you address it, and you get sober, and you put these things behind us, and then all of a sudden you start to become, you know, a valuable person to people. You know, and you meet people and your life improves and relationships start, you know, and you get married or whatever, and then you end up with a family. And then, unfortunately, sometimes that addiction comes back, you know, and that's what happened with my drinking. You know, I was a total drunk. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with me. I drank every day. Like I said, I only hung out with a couple of people that drank like me, and they were freaking bottom feeders as well. And I finally got sober, right? They say, don't get into any relationships. Don't do anything crazy for a year. And I didn't. But eventually I would meet somebody, and then eventually we would get married, and eventually we would have a child. And eventually that addiction would show back up. I thought I had it. I thought stopping what I was doing was going to fix it. And it's not the case. It's not the case. And I had a wife that relied on me, and a child that was being born, and I was back into that freaking bottle. Destroying all these people that never even knew me, never would have nothing to do with me if they had known me back in the day. And now I was just destroying more lives, you know? And I can imagine that happens with gambling. You know, the person that I know, you know, his family just puts up with it. Yeah, it's just him, but he doesn't have any money. It's really sad. very sad how much money this person has thrown away despite having a family that cares. And, yeah, I don't know. So my guess, my advice, if you want any, don't fucking gamble. Don't go on FanDuel. Don't go on these apps. Don't even, it'll never work out. It never works out. Bring me one successful gambler. I'm sure there is one. Okay, I'm sure of it. But show me the 99.9% of other people that fail at gambling. All right, let's see. Let's do a little reading, and then I'll let you guys go because I gotta go. I got things to do today. All right, here we go. Daily reflections. November 5th, the quality of faith. Okay. This has to do with the quality of faith. In no deep or meaningful sense had we ever taken stock of ourselves. We had not even prayed rightly. We had always said, grant me my wishes, instead thy will be done. 12 steps, the 12 traditions, page 32. I love that. You know the word rightly. We had always said, grant me my wish. Like I said, Santa and God were neck and neck. Who could bring me the stuff? All right. God does not grant me material possessions, take away my suffering, or spare me from disasters, but he does not give me a good life, the ability to cope, and peace of mind. My prayers are simple. First, I express my gratitude for the good things in my life, regardless of how I have had to search for them. And second, I only ask for the strength and the wisdom to do his will. He answers with solutions to my problems, sustaining my abilities to live through daily frustrations with a serenity I did not believe existed, and with the strength to practice the principles of AA in all of my everyday affairs. You know, this stuff is all very, very, very good. But all this stuff only works, at least in my case, if I'm sober. Right? Whether it was Joe Rogan, whoever it is, there's all these people out there with a lot of positive messages. It all comes back basically down to having a humble life, right? But the problem is, or having humble behaviors. But the problem is that you really have to live a humble life completely to have humble behaviors. You can't be a self-centered gambling asshole, but still have humbling moments. It's just that doesn't happen. You have to either be humble in your life or it's a fraud. You know, you can't be impeccable with your word, considerate of others, if you spend the rest of the time being only considerate of yourself. And that's what alcohol, drugs, and gambling are. There might be people that walk up to that counter, slap that money down, and said, let it ride, and it's all for my family. I doubt it. But when that money, when you lose, when that bet ends and you thought you were really going to have it, but not this time, I bet the first thought that comes is, what's my family going to say? I've done it again. I'm sorry. I apologize. And then what? Your family hides the money from you? They hide the liquor from you? Gambling's terrible because it always tells you that all you need to do is win one more bet and you'll get it all back. And then I guess, and I've never been a gambler, but I'm assuming that maybe when you start off in gambling, you probably, if I was going to gamble, this is how I would do it. I would only, and I have gone to Vegas and I have gambled with, we used to do the slots, but I only played the nickel ones because I don't, you know, if I'm going to do it, I don't want to lose a lot. I don't lose money very well. I'm very annoyed and get very bummed out when I lose money and I have to pay it. Ooh, I don't like it. Big reason I don't gamble. But the, you know, it's just crazy. And, but I would probably start, you know, with little bets because I'm not going to be a gambler, right? This is what I would tell myself. Just put them, just do little bets. Enjoy it. Enjoy the fun of winning and losing, but just do it at a low risk. And then I would probably do it with a little bit of money. And then you start losing, and then you have to increase your bets because you want to win back the initial money that you lost in the beginning. And then your bets getting bigger and bigger. You know, then the amount of money starts to lose its power. You know, and all of a sudden you're working in hundreds or working in thousands. I don't even know. But watching, you know, and I know it's not Pat McAfee's fault because FanDuel is a big sponsor of that podcast, but they've basically, it's kind of like what's going on with liquor and alcohol, even though it's been going on for years, but, you know, these new sparkling rainbow ciders and Bud Light seltzers. I mean, do they even make alcohol anymore, or do they just make, you know, teenager alcohol? Because it all looks like the kind of stuff that would entice teenagers into drinking. It's the same thing with this gambling. They've basically made it a video game. Pop open your app. We'll even give you money to start. And that's what they've been doing. This FanDuel no risk payment. You can bet and win. If you lose, no risk. They'll give you your money back. Well, how long does that last? How can that even be legal? And then to see that Maryland book betting clip from the on the news and just that quick clip of all these men standing around this hall looking at the big boards at their bets. And you could see this one guy look over and he clearly realized he was on camera. And it just looked like he thought, I hope my family doesn't see me here. Fucking bad. Yeah, so, you know, don't gamble. And if you are, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Go to a meeting, you know, get a sponsor, same shit. It's all a self-centered disease. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. I'm a guy that will bet all my family's money and not be considerate of them. I will put what I want first over my family and friends. That's really what we do. Whether it's gambling or alcohol or drugs, you know, just another day to be very, very grateful that for today, I'm free of all that. And believe me, I guess the reason I kind of want to talk about gambling is because it's been looking like something I'd like to try. But, you know, I'm also not, I'm a terrible loser, but I'm not a good winner either, you know. If I won, I remember I won $1,000 when I lived in San Diego. It wasn't gambling. It was I had to call in on a radio station and be the something caller and da-dee-da-dee-da, and I won $1,000. Oh, my God. I put it in the bank. I didn't want to spend it. I didn't want it to be anything other than $1,000. I didn't want it to be $900. I didn't want to spend it. All I did was obsess about it. That's how I am. You know, $5 isn't, if I got five, I want 10. If I got 10, I want 20. I'm not good with money. I make everything better with money. I think everything's going to be better with money, and it's worse. It's not, you know, mentally it can be worse. You know, even today, I'm, you know, my wife, she handles all of our money. Not that I couldn't handle it. She likes to do it. She works at a bank, so she manages it. And I told her the other day, I'm really grateful that she takes care of all of our money. You know, because money is a very tricky thing in my life. And, you know, I've always been this, unless you have money, you're nobody. The more money you have, the more of a better person you are. And it's just not true. You know, think the bet through, right? Be careful. Like my dad always used to say, if it's looks too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true, and that's where you have to steer clear. Thanks for letting me share. Have a great day, and we'll catch up another day. Bye.